2003, and a new era for the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Hear their first concert at London's Barbican with new chief conductor Zachary Oramo. And it's a concert of firsts, a world premiere of a brand new work, the first piano concerto by Dmitri Shostakovich, and the thrilling and unsettling First Symphony by Gustav Mahler. Radio 3 live in concert, Saturday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, tomorrow here on Radio 3 includes Paavo Berglund in Bournemouth. That's on Essential Classics at 9 o'clock. Our last encounter with Haydn in Composer of the Week at noon. Then we're off to the Tabernacle in Machantlith. Four concerts from this year's festival, including Beethoven Violin Sonata, played by Alina Ibrahimova and Cedric Tiberghien, and Mendelssohn, played by the Carducci String Quartet. And two encounters with the BBC Philharmonic tomorrow. They feature an afternoon on 3 at 2, and then at 7:30 they give live in concert from the Bridgewater Hall, including Nobuyuki Tsuji, the blind Japanese pianist, playing Grieg. That's at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. Well, now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Late Junction's Halloween edition. Your brave host in our haunted studio is Fiona Torkington. If you dare join her.
I went to see my baby. I knocked on her front door. And when the door swung open, you should have seen just what I saw. Cold chills ran up and down the spine. I never knew you had all of this, baby. Gee, baby, but I'm glad you're mine. Never put me down or I'll go crazy. You're so lovely, baby. The prettiest thing I've ever seen. Let me feast my eyes on you, baby. Then I won't have to eat a thing. Cold chills run up and down my spine. I never knew you had all of this, baby. Gee, baby, but I'm glad you're mine. Never put me down or I'll go crazy. The room is dark and cozy. The lights are way down low. And you're looking so crazy, baby. Baby, I think I'd better go. Baby, now you're such a fine, fine thing. I can never find a word to describe you. Baby, you've got such a fine, fine frame. If I had a picture frame, I would frame you. A fine, fine thing. I can never find a words to describe you. Baby, you got such a fine, fine frame. If I had a picture frame, I would frame you. If I had a picture frame, I would frame you.
Easing you fairly gently into my Late Junction choices for a Halloween special. That was The Sounds from 1955. And Cold Chills. And here's Bill Frisell with Hal Wilner making the song Spanish Ladies sound decidedly eerie.
Thank you. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Thank you.
A rising wind, the darkness stirs with life. A piece called Dark Night by the electronics composer François Bayle, now in his 80s. Berlin-based Tangere Trio just before, and a piece called November Indiana. And they followed Tom Waits, What's He Building in There? And a rather eerie version of Spanish Ladies to start with, very suitable for Halloween, from Bill Frisell and Hal Wilner. Even the ghosts huddled up for warmth, sings Joanna Newsom now in her song Autumn.
Driven through by her own sword, summer died last night alone. Thank you.
Music by Leith Stevens from the 1954 film noir Private Hell 36. That was directed by Don Siegel and it starred Ida Lupino as the nightclub singer Lily Marlowe. And before that, Joanna Newsom's ghostly song Autumn. Music for Halloween on Late Junction tonight. And next, a track called The Rustle of a Long Black Skirt. This is Sissel Endresen and Stian Vesterhus.
Hard moon, light screen, dawn drawn screen. Her tattooed face full of hooks and glory. Her shoulder drops, fog lifts midway. She's a chef's tongue, Ophidian lick cleavage, leaving the service to me. She croons tunes and snatch modes from memory. I'm her footstool, filament like play. Sense steeped, I sing back in and under.
Fringe Magnetic there, featuring the voice of Andrew Plummer, and a track called Stitched In and Back Under. That comes from their new album, Clocker. Fringe Magnetic are Rory Simmons, Robin Finker, Tori Freestone, James Allsop, Kit Massey, Natalie Rosario, Ivo Neem, Jasper Hobey and Ben Reynolds. And Clocker's due out in a few weeks' time. Before that, Sissel Endresen and Stian Vesterhus, and The Rustle of a Long Black Skirt, which comes from their duo album, Didymoy Dreams. Sissel's at King's Place in London on Sunday the 17th of November with Philip Jeck for King's Place's Out Here series. And Stian Vesterhus will be with Britain Sinfonia at the Spitalfields Winter Festival on the 14th of December. Alor is the name of the trio of Oliver Wilson-Dixon, Dylan Fowler and Jamie Smith. And they include A Witch's Dream on their recent album. Oliver Wilson-Dixon, Dylan Fowler and Jamie Hall, who make up the trio Allo. From their album, that two tunes there, The Witch's Dream and The Cuckoo's Nest. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction Music Tonight for Halloween. And here's another ghost story. Lowlands away, the dead lover lost at sea appears to his sweetheart for one last time. Rufus Wainwright, Kate McGarrigle, Jonah's policewoman and Edie Pastorini.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome J.J. Cale.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chuckle and shout. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let alone. After midnight, I'm gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Yeah, we're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, we're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
J.J. Cale, who died back in July. That was a song called After Midnight. Following Rufus Wainwright, Kate McGarrigle, Jonas Policewoman and Edie Pastorini, and a ghost story for Halloween in Lowlands Away. Now, I was just catching up with a few emails. This one's from Jay Taylor in Cambridge, who says, I was wondering if you might play something from the late J.J. Cale. Such a sad loss. One of music's gentlemen. He had the essence of the blues, in my view. That is, he sang the truth. As B.B. King once said, the blues is just the truth with music. Philadelphia-based guitarist James Plotkin and Norwegian drummer Paul Nielsen Love got together for just 4 hours last year and created a new album they've called Death Rattle. My main memory of the session, says James, is that body parts started failing us. Fingers and arms just began to give out. Here's the title track.
Bye.
That was James Plotkin and Paul Neilson Love and the title track from their new album out on Runa Gramophone called Death Rattle. You can find details of all the music I've been playing this week, by the way, on the Late Junction playlist, and you'll find that on the Radio 3 website.
There's one thing on the tip of your tongue. It will still be there when all your speaking's done. It's cold and it's proud, but you feel no need to say the words aloud. There's a cool breeze in the air. You can feel September playing with your hair. And only now you faintly hear the sound. It's rising up and slowly drifting.
The sound of a Dunlin recorded in the Scottish Highlands by William Sinclair in 1987. It followed Josiane Clarke and Ben Walker and a song called After Me, and that's from their album Fire and Fortune. And first of all, we heard Terje Isungset and Per Jørgensen and Waltz of Hopeless Day. Now, Jocelyn Pook and a track from her album Untold Things, which has just been re-released from 2001. This is Hell, Fire and Damnation.
Ci sotto sidere de un prechemu supplices ut in daionis actibus nos servet anocentibus anocentibus. Thank you.
sit per accordis intima, absista et vercordia. Canis terat superbium, potus cibique, pagitas. Deo Patris sit gloria, sit gloria.
distinctly Dies Irae-like. Christopher Fox's Paired Off, played by the pianist Ian Pace, following Jocelyn Pook and Hellfire and Damnation. Now, just before I go tonight, a couple of recommendations for live music coming up. Birmingham Library on Saturday is the place to be for a UK exclusive event with Rhys Chatham and Charlemagne Palestine. And they're supported by a Liverpool band, ex-Easter Island Head, who we've played here on Late Junction. This coming Saturday in Birmingham Library. And coming up the week after that, the Ya 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 Festival's at London's Roundhouse, and full details on that website. Nick Luscombe's in the Late Junction chair for the next couple of weeks, and I hope to be back with you very soon. Just to make sure you don't have nightmares tonight, I'm ending on a reassuring note. After all this ghostly music for Halloween, Late Junction's favourite blackbird, Chris Hughes's Slow Motion Blackbird. But first, Ryuichi Sakamoto and Taylor Dupree and Ghost Road. Good night.
Hello, a very warm welcome to BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Through the Night with me, Katriona Young. The piano takes centre stage at our concert tonight. I'm featuring two rising stars in the Czech piano world. Later we'll hear from Mariana Bukačeva, who was born on Boxing Day 1992. She plays the Grieg piano concerto. But first we eavesdrop on the 2012 Janáček Festival in Brno, where one of the star performers was the then 21-year-old Jan Schemendl. Appropriately, he began with Janáček, the last of his major piano works, an impressionist cycle he called In the Mists. It was actually premiered in Brno and written in 1912, exactly a century before this performance. Thank you.
Thank you.